Okay. Okay. Crisis and Sires. Okay, so we're going to start about, we're on the summit based on the vision. We're going to talk about a rice today, quite a bit about rice. Hakaisis is ha'iras. It chews whole rice. We're going to make the bracha of zorayim. This is like a shita that you'd say a specific bracha for the min. If you bake it and make it into a bread. You cook it in a pot. Afal pisha prusas kayamos. Even though the pieces of the rice.
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello, online. Testing, do you hear me?
Now I do, thanks. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. So if you make it into a, if you ground the rice into flour, and you bake it into a rice bread, and then you cook it in a pot, even though the pieces of the rice bread are intact, it's still considered rice bread. You make a mezonos. You don't have to make a bracha after it. In other words, this rice holds, there's no such thing as brayin afashis. It's totally, there's no bracha whatsoever. We're going to address this in a minute. Let's see the other shittas. Now we're on Samach Gimel and Aleph. You make over cooked rice and bright pre hot dama. By Marina Brech, Kome Reb Zeir, Kome Reb Kiyo, by Rva, Shakoni Reb Rai, make a bright shakakal on it. Then you have Reb Shimon Chasino, I'm a bright mini ma'adanim. Okay, so you could either have, so see what we have so far. So we have four possibilities, right? We had Mizonos. We had Ha'adama, Shahako, and Bare Mine Madanam. So four possibilities. I'm Rav Yosef Rav Oven. For low plinking, they're not arguing. Mandam are Bare Mine Madanam. So Bahuda Abed Bul. That's rice that was made into a block. So that's let's just go through the possibilities. So Rizonos, it's a block. Mandam Bare Piyadama, Bahuda Vara. That's if it's Madama, then it's rice that is, the kernels are whole. Mandamar shakal nivivaro, that's bahud shalak, that's if they're cooked extensively, so that they're no longer whole, but they're sticking together. Mandamar bremina adanim, that's bahud tarif, that was cooked so much it became like a jelly, gelled. All right, so that's what, so there's no machlok, it depends on what state the rice was. I could done with kilo. So that's the beginning of the, before you eat it. What about basal? What about after you eat it? So here we're quoting Rav Shimon Chasida saying that you make the following bracha achron nasher bara mina ma'adanim la'adain bohen nefesh kol choy bracha to Hashem all aretz all ma'adanim. This is a new kind of a brayin afashis that we're not familiar with. So he has.
I mean, where do we ever see a bracha like ma'adanim? Usually it's specific. You know, to where it comes from, or you just in general, you know, the shakoni abdvara. Where do we ever have something like this? And what's the makar for something like it?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking me.
This shita that says, I mean, it's
not done. There's no such of these brachas. I mean, number four on the bottom. What does it say over there? It's considered a he wants to know where this nusach comes from?
Yes. It seems out of character.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, are there other...
I think that the Madonna is more, just simply the same way that we're saying Rabbi Huda holds that you say Raymond of Zoroinim with the Fiyach of Yishayna. So here they're getting more specific in the Bracha Achrona as well. They're making it less generic and more specific. And so he's trying to use this language, which would zero it in. What?
It's the same Madonna that says you make the Bracha beforehand with Madonna.
Yeah.
Do we have that elsewhere? Are there any other foods where you have such a specific? I mean, what's so special about rice that it would deserve its own bracha achrona?
I don't know. We're just getting started here. We'll have to see. We'll see how as we go through the parak.
It's not something that I slept through before.
Yeah. What?
BOK puts out a blurb. I get it in the newspaper. The one that just came out with rice. Everything about rice.
Star-K.
Yeah. The Star-K put out the Star-K Currents. That's right. The latest Star-K Currents has a whole article about production of rice. Okay, let's go on. Rebbe, when he used to eat meat or an egg, So this is afterwards. So I could, one second. I could know myself. This is true at the end. But feel what he's saying in the beginning before he ate the meat. So I'm a Chagai boring me in the again, instead of this is like what we're doing is we're matching the bracha rishona to the bracha achrona in one way, shape, or form. That's what's going on over here. Okay. So Hasa Reb Yosi Hamasisa Fligo. The Mishnah argues, it says, he's talking to Reb Chagai. Again, Reb Chagai said, where's Reb Chagai before? One second. We have Reb Chagai.
Right before.
I missed it. Thought it was earlier. So Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Chagai, "From Asisa Pligo, this Mishnah argues because it says in vinegar, novelist and a locust. So you say Shakoni Vavaro, for Hadain Govai Lo Minefeshu, isn't the locust a species of life? But nevertheless, you say Shahako." You don't say bore mine nefashos. So why didn't he answer? In other words, the same way Reb Chagai was saying that Rebbe said a bracha before meat or eggs, bore mine nefashos, so they should have said bore nefashos, mine nefashos also here by the Govai. And since it doesn't say that, it says shahakol, so what are you going to do with that? But the Gemara doesn't answer that question. All right. Yeah. Some sort of life form, so that his language of barring mina nefashas would have been appropriate. Yeah. we're talking about before. Chagai was talking before, right? Gemara said that ad kadom b'sof. That made sense. The bracha you made at the end, but chila. What was the question? What was the answer? What was the bracha? So he said barring mina nefashas. So his question over here is. It doesn't seem to say that. It says that you say shahar. Okay. Now, let's see what it says over here. Now, the brisa before, right? The brisa before that we just said was you don't say acharav. The inotarach, like the last couple of words on samach beis on beis was the inotarach acharav levarach. You don't have to make a bracha afterwards. And Reb Shimon Chasida. That we just quoted. Where was it again?
Papa Samach Gimel, four lines.
Right. So on 63A1. So it says, Reb Shimon Chasida Omer, bring me in my Dana. Second. No, that's not that one. Sorry, that's not the one. 63A1, second column, says, Ad Kedom Batchila Basov. Reb Yonah b'Shem Reb Shimon Chasida. There, that's where he says it. So that's where we said that Asher Bar Minim Adanim one that the Stu had a problem with. So here it seems to be saying he has a bracha achrona, and that contradicts the brisa on Omid Beis that said in the Tzarach Achron for the bracha you don't have to make any bracha. That's what we're dealing with over here. So Ashi the Rav Shimon Chasida to Rabbi. So Rav Shimon Chasida, who says you do make a bracha, that's like Rabbi, who says you make a bracha achrona after meat and eggs. But the Rav Shneihem Karami Yamliel, and then both Rabbi and Rav Shimon Chasida will come out like Rav Shimon Yamliel, who we're going to quote now in a machlokas in a brayso. The Tani, it says in the brayso, Zahakal Shohei Rav Gudolim B'Shem Rav Yamliel. This is the rule. So the rule is, we'll say it at a very high level here. If it's the seventh species, but it's not grain. So that would be, let's say, for instance, olives, right?
The other five, right.
Min doggone falafel pasta, or if it's species of grain, but you didn't make it into a bread. So Rabbi Gamliel, I remember Baruch Lachro Shalosh Brachos. His shita is he's still going to bench afterwards anyway, even if it's not bread. No, they say you may ain Shalosh, you're going to make an alamichi. Now there are Banan, the Cholsha ain't only min Shavo, the Lomim and Dagon, and if it's not from the seven species, and it's not, right?
Yeah, not a grain.
And it's not a grain. Then Rabbi Gamliel, you're gonna make a bracha beforehand. What are you gonna make a bracha b'stama? What are you gonna make over here beforehand? What's it say? You're gonna make. Let's see. It's not one of the seven species, nor is it a species of grain. So what are you going to make on it? So let's say, I guess that would be rice, right? That would be included in that. It's not one of the seven species, and it's not grain. So Rabbi Gamliel says you make a bracha before and afterwards, which would mean you make a bracha of bar nefashos afterwards. So that's where we're lining up. Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Chasida, who said that you make a bracha achrona, they're going to hold like Rabbi Gamliel here, who says that if it's not one of the seven species, not grain, that you're still going to make a bracha la acharon. That's the main point we're bringing out over here. And the chachamim, they're going to come out like the brayso on Amud Beis, the last line that said that you don't mevarach afterwards anything, because they say over here, lefonim, you're going to make a bracha beforehand. Lo la acharon, you're not going to make any bracha at all afterwards, no brain of freshness at all. Yeah. Correct. So that will be enough for me. Rabbi Yaakov Mar Idi Rishem Rav Kanina, Koshu Ke'en Solas or Ke'en Chalita. So if you have cooked flour or scalded flour, right? The difference between, I think the Haredim speaks out the distinctions here between this. The second wide line at the bottom of the page, he says, You cook this flour in the water. I don't know. He says what? First, he uses the word soles. Then he uses the word kemach. I'm not sure I understand the difference between soles and kemach. This is not the same thing.
Oh, one is pure.
Soles is more pure, yeah. And kemach has bran in it or something. So they used to put the kemach into very, very, very hot boiling water. The zarkori chalita. I mean, that chalita, the way I understand the way they make bagels, that's chalita. They take a dough, shape of a bagel, and they into the very, very hot boiling, bubbling water. That's called chalita. Different ways. So anyway, so if you have Kein Solos, Kein Chalita, Mechamesh Saminim, I'm Rolo, Brahim Mazan. So you make a Mazan. So Brach Lacha, Brach Mechamesh Shalosh, you make Alamechi afterwards. So the Gemara says, Choshu Kein Solos, Kein Chalita, Mechamesh Saminim. What if it's not from the five species? So let's suppose it's made out of rice. So then what's the rule then? So the Gemara says, I'm a base, I'm a Kilon base. The Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi Yaino. So So he said, they asked me, they say they, Rav Zeira asked me to ask people in the Beis Medrash of Rav Yanai, and they told me the answer, but I don't know what they told me. My echidon, what's the halacha? I'm Rav Yossi, Mustava Shach, only Mabar, Mustava, you should make Shahak. So if you boil, if you have some kind of a rice that you scald, what is it? Scalding. Let's say it says over here, although the blessing for individual rice kernels is hadama, footnote 2, cooking them changes them for the worse, so the blessing becomes shahak. All right. This is, let's see. The Bavli, he brings down in footnote 2 in the brackets, that the Bavli refute Rav and Shmuel regarding rice on the basis of a brisa. Anyway, so you actually, you do make a mezonos. Yeah, unless it's a pot. Yeah. I mean, this seems to be, you know, when would the bracha for rice change from mezonos? I mean, we make a mezonos on Rice Krispies, we make it on boiled rice. I mean, I'm not sure when. I mean, if you have a rice cake, which I think this is actually covered in that article that they sent out. I think if they what do they call it? They shoot it with hot air so that it's really much intact. I think then you would make a hadama, if I'm not mistaken. So a rice cake you might make a hadama. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, hadain the achal chol solas. If you ate wheat flour, mahu lemikra chol b'sofa. What's the rule at the end after you eat the? Do you make a rani fashas? Do you make main shalosh? Rabbi Yaisi, v'hachem, because this was a sofik. So because of that, achal Rabbi Yirmiyahu solas min yomi. He never ate flour his whole days. In other words, what it means is he never ate it. Except toch sudo, so that's what they recommend. Whenever you have a suffix like this, the bishlam, if you have a suffix in a bracha rishonos, you can always get away with making shahakol, so you don't have to avoid eating it. But here, where the bracha achrona is in doubt, so now you don't have a choice, because you're not going to be able to bring it in flush, just not going to make it a main sholosh. So therefore, he avoided eating it, unless it was toch sudo.
Why? What kind of bracha rishona do you make on? Isn't it something mishuna anyway? I mean, why would something wheat flour?
This flour must be edible, right?
Yeah.
It says over here in 3 that it's not referring to regular flour, which is barely edible, but the coarse or roasted flour, which is sweet and was
chewed as a, on this?
And was a candy. I think you would make a shahakal on it, the brach rishayna. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Anyway, he avoided it. Let's tsarcha eladoi. There's no need to refrain from eating the food except in a case such as this, because you don't know what bracha to make in bracha achrona. That's what it says over here. Let's see. Right. Okay. Lama hu chasim bo be'eretz. Why? Now we're asking a general question about the text of Al HaMichya. How come Al HaMichya, we say Al HaOretz V'Al HaMichya, and we don't mention Bonei Yerushalayim? In other words, right, we're trying to summarize the Brachas HaMazon in the Bracha of Al HaMichya. So, but in the Chasima, so you have Al HaOretz Al HaMazon is one Bracha, and you have Bonei Yerushalayim, Bonei Brach Yerushalayim, in the third Bracha. So the Gemara is asking, why aren't you mentioning Yerushalayim in the Chasima?
I mentioned it in the book.
Yeah. So we seem to only be mentioning the Oretz, or Oretz on Mechia, which would be the second bracha. Why did the third bracha get ignored in terms of the Chasima? That's the question. So the Gemara is an interesting answer over here. Nasis Kiberchas Paulin. So if you remember, okay, we're going to quote it right now. So remember, we said that when you're a poel, that you're working for somebody else, so that we went and we made an abridged brachas hamazon, you only made two brachos. You made the first bracha remains intact, hazaras hakol, And the reason given for that bracha being left alone is because that bracha was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we leave it alone. But then we combine the next two brachas together. The Tani, Chaf Ho Alam Shah, you always walk in Barabayas, are able to work in Bracha Rishono, the Chol and Shah Yerushalayim, Mishal Eretz. So you conclude, incorporate the Bracha of Yerushalayim together with the Bracha of Arts for Chaisman Mishal Eretz. And the second bracha, you end with Al Ha Aretz Al Mozo. So that's why, right. So that seems to be, let's see, does he say anything in the footnote here? Let's try 14. So the second and third blessings of Brachas Al Mozo are similar in that they refer to the Jewish homeland. Hence, when the rabbis shortened Brachas Al Mozo for laborers, they combine them both into a single blessing. First blessing, however, which refers to a different matter, is not combined. Okay. In footnote 11 also, he says, we shorten this concluding clause by omitting Jerusalem. The mention of Eretz Yisrael suffices on its own because it encompasses Jerusalem. And we find this pattern in the shortened Brachas Hamazon for laborers. So saying Al Ha'aretz Al Hamichya, just as we saw by the Brachas Hapoyalim, that was enough, that they included only the one Aretz for the two Brachas. So in other words, I guess the idea here is that we had a precedent where the Chasima only had Brachas Aretz and it was Kol Beroni Yerushalayim, and that was good enough as well for Al Hamichya. The issue here is very simple. You can't change the bracha. You're dealing with a problem here. Of Mishanim and Be'er Shetov HaChom. You have to figure out, right? Who says this? I saw this question over here. That this is a way to avoid Mishanim and Be'er Shetov HaChom. Where is that? Just one second. Yeah, if you look at the Ridvaz, there's a lot of Ridvaz here on the far right side of the page. So the bottom line, we're going to read it in a second. I haven't read the line yet. Hold on. So again, I have to, in the middle of this price, if they're only working for the meals, or the Baal-Bais is working with them, then they do make all four brachas. And it says the vase from Yanai often looked at Beya Baruch. So Yanai's vase medrash, they made it like the formula of the blessing itself. So their version of the last clause included all three themes of May and Shalosh, including Yerushalayim. But apparently they had a different kind of a Gersa. What does that mean? They mentioned Me'ein Nevi'as Nami. What does that mean? I'm not sure. V'yesh maskirin ba k'atah Hashem, k'atah tov v'meitah v'akol baruch, hardalai karuh me'ein dalet, the Nevi'as drabani, v'ekebruch samazin gimel. I guess it means that they included in, either it means in the Chasima, or it means in the text of the Al Hamichya, they mentioned it. And they were also mentioning even the fourth bracha, it sounds like.
We mentioned it, Shlomi.
What do you mean?
Ki atah Hashem tovu meitiv hakol minoy l'chol oras b'amichya.
Tovu meitiv is the hatov ha-meitiv of the fourth bracha?
Yes, yes.
That's what it means. Okay. So in the bottom line of the Ritvaz, he says, Pirish, the brachas ha-po'alam shani, tehi k'teva ha-bracha. The Kain Hiskino Chachamim Mitchila So in other words, the Brachas Polim was not a change in the Matbeah Shel Tovah HaChomer. They built it into that text, in that case of the Polim, of a B'Shinui Acher, of the Mishan Matbeah Shel Tovah HaChomer Brachas. So I'm not sure if he's learning exactly the same as we're saying. So you know, I guess it's a question what exactly this last line means. The base of Yanni Adonai Kematbeah Bracha. That either it means that the Brachas Po'alim, that they're describing that the Brachas Po'alim is Matbeah Shel Tovah HaChomer Mitchilo, or they're talking about something else entirely. They're talking about the general nature of the Bracha. Okay. So let's just read just another couple of lines on Tzamach Dalam and Aleph. Ma'al Haskim Rameim Ma'ayro. We're about mentioning Yalav Yavo, or I should say not Yalav Yavo, but Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos or Yom Tov in the bracha of Al Mechia. So I'm Rabbi Abba Brazim, no, Pazmina, Rabbi Zeira, have a mask in Rameim Ma'ayro. He used to say it. I'm Rabbi Yomiyo, Ha'al Bechoshla Rabbi Zeira, Tzichon Anu Mechish. Since he was had to mention it, so we also mention it. Okay, so we'll stop here. 64.